Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather today is warm and sunny, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Temperatures are mild and pleasant, perfect for outdoor activities. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is making for a comfortable afternoon along the coast. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, just in, an indictment has been filed against the terrorist Shadi Juma for the murder of Idan Zoldan Zll in a shooting attack in the village of Funduk about 20 years ago. Also, Ynet reports earlier today that the U.S. has launched a fifth night of strikes targeting Iran. Israel is weighing scenarios for joining the conflict, while Washington plans to hit infrastructure and energy facilities. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals a dramatic twist in the trial of Courtney Gratcher, charged with killing her infant daughter. A burn expert's testimony has cast doubt on the cause of death. Separately, according to the Jerusalem Post just now, Germany's foreign minister has proposed an EU force to replace UNIFIL in Lebanon. This could prevent Hezbollah from returning to areas vacated by the IDF. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News earlier today, a report describes how Hezbollah, armed and directed by Tehran, has become a state within a state in Lebanon. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, posting minutes ago, shared a link to further details on their site. Seth Franzman, a Middle East analyst, pointed out a pattern with Iran. He notes that after U.S. airstrikes, Iran has expanded its operations to Iraq, targeting what it sees as vulnerable areas. From Middle East 24, just minutes ago, a report indicates that the IDF and Lebanese army will hold U.S.-mediated talks via Zoom today. These discussions will focus on the ceasefire and implementing pilot zones, continuing talks previously held in Rome. Let's go deeper. Starting with the indictment of Shadi Juma, Israel Hayom reports that it marks a significant step in a long-standing case dating back about two decades. The murder of Idan Zoldan Zl in Funduk shocked the nation. Juma's indictment could bring a measure of justice to the victim's family after many years of waiting. Turning to the U.S.-Iran tensions, the U.S. strikes come as Washington seeks to pressure Tehran without dragging Israel into the conflict. Ynet highlights that, despite the strikes, Israeli officials believe Iran prefers to avoid escalating into a broader war. This cautious approach suggests a continued focus on diplomatic channels. Meanwhile, in the trial of Courtney Gratcher, a new twist emerged. Israel Hayom reports that a burn expert's testimony has raised questions about the cause of her daughter's death. This development could alter the trial's course, impacting the legal proceedings and the pursuit of justice. In Lebanon, Germany's foreign minister has proposed a significant shift. The Jerusalem Post details that an EU force could replace UNIFIL, aiming to prevent Hezbollah's resurgence in areas previously held by the IDF. This proposal could reshape the peacekeeping dynamics in the region. Finally, the Australian Jewish News outlines Hezbollah's entrenched position in Lebanon. The group, heavily backed by Tehran, operates as a state within a state. This poses ongoing challenges for Lebanese sovereignty and regional stability. In financial news. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that a new law passed last night imposes a hefty fine on businesses for fraud in telephone transactions. Companies must now maintain transaction records or face penalties up to 15,000 shekels. Separately, Globes highlights that the Knesset has passed a broadcasting reform. This law, promoted by Minister of Communications Shlomo Karhi, revamps regulation and expands ministerial powers, potentially reshaping Israel's media landscape. And finally, Walla Business reports on the cancellation of Yehuda Eliyahu's appointment as head of the Land Authority. Concerns over his ties to Finance Minister Smotrich led to the decision, impacting leadership in one of Israel's key land management roles. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 2 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.